Lake 104.9. It is Caney Valley graduation up here in Caney, Kansas, 2021. Hopefully this Saturday morning is finding you well. We're inside the Caney Valley Bullpup Gymnasium getting set for the graduates in the class of 2021 to enter the gymnasium this morning. Initially, this graduation was going to be out at the football field, but obviously the rain has kind of wreaked havoc and a lot of outdoor stuff throughout the area, so we're snug as a bug in a rug inside the Caney Valley Gymnasium and excited to bring you the Bullpup Seniors of 2021 upcoming here on KRIG 104.9. I want to thank again our sponsors, Total Communications, Caney Family Dental, also Bartnett IP, Myrtle's Market, and Total CSI. We'll go ahead and join Caney Valley graduation in Caney, Kansas on KRIG.
Have gone to great lengths to make this graduation the best possible. We are here to truly focus on the hard work and accomplishments of the class of 2021. Please remember to respect the speakers and refrain from talking during their speeches. At this time, we invite you to stand as we begin the processional. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's continue the tradition and begin the 2021 Caney Valley High School graduation ceremony.
Again, you're listening to coverage of the Caney Valley Bullpup, Kansas graduation here on KRIG 104.9. Graduates are entering as we speak. Do want to let you know what's to come during the graduation. Going to have an introduction of the guests and faculty from Principal James Littleford. We'll have the salutatorians and valedictorians talk. Give away the Keisha Citizenship Award. Commencement speaker will be James Littleford, the principal. Actually, he will be introducing Jamie King Hendren, who's a Caney Valley alumna. So keep it tuned here, Bullpup graduation 2021 on KRIG.
Please be seated. This morning we are honoring the graduates from Caney Valley High School and Caney Valley Charter Academy. To help us honor our graduates, please help me recognize the USD 436 faculty and staff. On stage, to my right, Cameron Traxson, Lincoln Memorial Grade School Principal. Ron Euler, Caney Valley Junior High and Charter Academy Principal. Donita Ernest, CVHS School Counselor. Tiffany Bruce, CVHS Academic Advisor. Mr. Blake Vargas, USD 436 School Superintendent. Our school board members, Mr. Michael Friesberg, Dr. Melissa McIntosh, Mrs. Natalie Reese, Mr. Daniel Owen, and the USD 436 School Board President, Mr. Mark Arthurton. And our special guest today, Ms. Jamie Hendren. I would like to begin this morning's achievements with the recognition of our students that completed a tech certification or an associate's degree at Coffeyville Community College last week. Please stand when I read your name. Tyler Cowan. Chet Brake. Chandler Brake. Caden Folk. Aaron Miller. Jaron Wicker. Gunnar Gilman. We also had an individual complete the pre-engineering program at Tri-County Tech, Catalina Comstock.
Greetings, senior class of 2021. For the benefit of those in the audience, I am Donita Ernest, the school counselor. Every year, the Tri-Valley League awards the students of each league high school a gold, bronze, and silver medal for the three highest ACT scores. When I read your name, please come to the podium. This year, our bronze medalists are Mikey Bradley, Riley Bright, and Aaron Miller. Our silver medalist is Alex Rexwinkle. And our gold medalist is Catalina Comstock. If I could keep Mikey and Riley, I will send the other three back to their seats. Thank you, guys. This year, we had six designated Kansas State scholars. They are recognized with a medal, a certificate, and an opportunity to apply for an additional scholarship. The Kansas State scholars represent the top 10% of the class based on GPA at time of submission. Please stand when I read your name. Michael Bradley. Riley Bright, Kylie Cowell, Tucker Killian, Jace Reedy Scott, and Evie Scholes. Thank you, guys. This year, there were a total of 6,046 students who completed the Kansas Scholars curriculum. Out of that group, 2,859 were designated as state scholars. The average ACT score for state scholars was 29. The average GPA was a 3.91. We have 9 Kansas Scholars curriculum completers, and 6 of those were designated as state scholars. The designation makes them eligible to apply for the Kansas State Scholarship. Please come to the podium when I read your name. Mikey Bradley, state scholar. Riley Bright, state scholar. Tucker Killian, state scholar. Jace Reedy Scott, state scholar. Rex Washburn. Jake Stanton. Alex Rexwinkel, State Scholar. Grady Postrack, State Scholar. And Mary Cummins. Additionally, we have one student recognized as the Topeka Capital Journal Gannett Kansas 2021 All-District Academic Team, and this goes to Mr. Mikey Bradley.
The salutatorian is selected from our Kansas Honor Scholars Curriculum Completers. This year, they happened to have a 4.0 GPA, and those students had the second highest ACT score of those completers. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to introduce to you the CVHS 2021 salutatorians, Tucker Killian and Jay Scott. At this time, I would like to introduce our first salutatorian, Mr. Tucker Killian.
Oh, boy. First off, I just wanted to say I cannot be happier to be up here with all the stuff that I've worked for and everything. And if I was going to take second to anybody, taking second to the twins, Mikey and Riley, was an honor, and I never thought in the end I would end up tying with one of my best friends, and it's absolutely an honor to be up here, so I just want to say that. But I just want you guys to think back, take a trip down memory lane. Mine stops first at around second, third grade in the cafeteria when Jake Stanton told me I could get 2 grape cups. You could not get 2 grape cups, I got in trouble and cried the rest of the time. Or, but like I just said, I would tie with salutatorian for the same guy that for some reason the hole kept getting bigger when we were climbing on the trampoline and we kept getting in trouble for that. Or that my best friend that I have more memories than I can count currently is the same guy who rocked a mohawk and goggles for the majority of grade school and now gives me fashion advice. But I mean, just think. All of those are old memories. Those are just some of mine. And now we've spent these last 4 years struggling to complete classes and just get through. Just the next year. And now that we're here and we're about to walk across this stage, all those will be old memories too. I mean, just 1 year ago, we had to adapt and change in ways that we had never imagined. We had to learn how to learn in ways that had never been done before. So, after we walk across this stage, we're going to have to make a choice. Some of us will go to college. Some of us will go to the workforce. Some of us will go serve our country. It's our choice now. We don't have principals on our back and teachers on our back. It's our personal choice whether we're just going to go with the flow or whether we're going to swim upstream. We can decide now. We decide whether or not we want to climb that ladder of life. Our decisions are now our choices. No one else is pushing us but us. There's a quote from a historical text that has proven to be a fact, and it says, "Commit to the Lord in whatever you do, and your plans will succeed." Even from the beginning of time, pursuing what we are passionate about and having faith is what has got us through and fueled our drive. And I personally know that as the class of 2021, we do have that drive. Thank you.
At this time, I would like to introduce our second salutatorian, Mr. Jay Scott.
Thank you. Not as good at speaking as Tucker is, so I'll keep it short and sweet. Welcome, family, friends, community members, and teachers. Congratulations to my fellow students on graduating this year. First off, I'd like to thank the man upstairs because without him, I couldn't do what I've done this year. I also want to thank my family for helping me get through all the tough times and keeping me accountable through everything. I want to thank my teachers and my coaches for helping me every step of the way in the classroom and with sports. Throughout this journey of high school, I've made some of the best memories of my life. And now that it's over, I'm already missing it. But now I'm ready for the next chapter of my life. I'm excited to continue my academic and athletic career at Fort Scott Community College. Thank you all for coming out and showing your love and support for the class of 2021.
To be the valedictorian at Caney Valley High School, a student must be a Kansas Honors Scholar completer, have the highest GPA, and then have the highest ACT score out of that group. This year we had 9 students complete the required courses to be considered a Kansas Honors Scholar completer. We also had 6 students who maintained a perfect 4.0 GPA. But we had 2 individuals who happened to have the same ACT score and finish as our valedictorians. At this time, I would like to introduce to you our valedictorians, Michael Bradley and Riley Bright. At this time, I would like to introduce our valedictorian, Riley Bright.
Good morning, family, friends, faculty, and fellow graduates. I want to thank you all for being here today to celebrate the CVH class of 2021. We couldn't have made it to this day without the help of all of you here. The parents who held our hands and supported us, the teachers who spent endless hours helping us for this day, and to the faculty who encouraged us along the way. I want to give a special thanks to my mom, dad, Jay, family, friends, and Mrs. Thompson. Also, to my best friend, Davy Lane, thank you for making high school an adventure. I am honored to be one of your 2021 Caney Valley valedictorians. 4 years ago, we made the big switch from junior high to high school, and by that, I mean we moved to the lockers one hallway over. Throughout our years together, we built boats out of cardboard and raced through the Caney pool, took a trip to see the solar eclipse, built multiple homecoming floats, showed Bullpup Pride at sporting events, dressed up for spirit weeks, decorated hallways, competed in class competitions, and together we wondered if the construction on the high school would ever truly end. Our class quote says, "Sometimes you'll never know the value of a moment until it becomes a memory." As juniors, we experienced this. One day we were in class, and the next day we had the longest spring break in history. When we were finally able to go back for our senior year, everything had changed. Suddenly, we had to wear masks, social distance, and be ready to quarantine at any time.
but we came together and made the best out of the situation in order to create memories of our senior year. When writing this speech, I talked to my mom, who told me, as an eighth grader, I was convinced that I had to be valedictorian. Fellow graduates, if you only take one thing away from my speech, let it be to dream big, set your goals high, work hard, and you will achieve great things. Take pride in how far you've come, have faith in how far you can go, but don't forget to enjoy the journey. Well, we did it. We're graduating. Graduation marks the end of this chapter of our lives, but the good news is there's greater chapters to come. And we all have the freedom to choose our own path. I cannot wait to see what all of you have in store. Thank you.
Can we give one more round of applause for our valedictorians?
Kansas State High School Activity Association is the organization that oversees all the extracurricular activities that our students participate in. We are proud of the number of students who participate in these extracurricular activities. Just to give you an idea of the involvement of this class, I would like all members who at any time in the last 4 years participated in any school sport, debate or forensics, cheer, dance, band, or vocal music competition to please stand. Please be seated. Each year, the Kansas State High School Activity Association provides for two awards to recognize a male and female student for their contribution to the school and community and for outstanding citizenship. Before I name these two winners, this unusual year that we have been through, a lot of these people participated without the crowd, without the noise that goes along with it. So I think let's take a second to give them a little bit of a cheer and a little idea of what they missed and what a great year they had. This year's female winner of the Keisha Citizenship Award is Maggie Simmons. This year's male winner of the Keisha Citizenship Award is Jake Stanton.
Good morning. I have the honor of presenting our final award this morning. The Dell M. Dennis Excellence in Education Award was established in 1996 by Kansas school administrators to honor the long and valuable service that Dell Dennis has provided to Kansas education. Recipients of this award are identified in high schools throughout the state and have displayed citizenship, community, and school service. Scholarship and common sense characteristics that make them a quality individual. It is my pleasure to announce this year's winner of the United School Administrators Dell Dennis Excellence in Education Award. This year's award goes to Riley Bright. Please come to the podium.
This morning's speaker is a 1994 graduate of Caney Valley High School. She received a bachelor's degree in behavioral sciences from Oklahoma Wesleyan University in 1998, and then received a doctorate degree in clinical psychology from Forest Institute of Professional Psychology in Springfield, Missouri in 2003. She has worked in private practice for Parsons State Hospital and is currently the owner and director of a community service agency that provides services to individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities living in the community. Ms. Hendren currently resides in Niates with her two boys and husband. Please help me welcome this morning's speaker, Jamie King Hendren, to the podium.
Good morning, graduates, families, and guests. I would like to thank Mr. Littleford for asking me to be here with you today. It's truly an honor. And in a year that has been so hard and consumed by setbacks and restrictions, I would like to thank the administration and the USD 436 board for their continued commitment and support in making this year as normal as possible for our students. Congratulations to the CDHS graduating class of 2021. High school graduation is a huge milestone for each one of you, one that you should be immensely proud of, an accomplishment that you have worked hard for and earned, one that should be celebrated with your family and friends. While your life will be full of many milestones, this one marks the beginning of adulthood and an independence that you have not known before. As you set out on your own path, starting your journey in life, apart from everything that you've known as a child, you will be reminded of the past and exhilarated by the prospects of your future. This is the point in life when you realize that you really can do anything that you set your mind to. This is a time to explore the different opportunities waiting for you, try new things, look at different career paths, and get out of your comfort zone. Some of you will leave here today excited about going to college or trade school. Some of you will be joining the workforce, while others are still sorting out what comes next for you. All of these things are okay. It's great to have a plan and a roadmap on how you're going to get there, but it's also okay not to have all the answers today. Just take a few deep breaths, decide what's important to you, and then go after that. You see, success will be different for each of you. We all get to decide for ourselves what success looks like. No two people's idea of that will be the same, and no two people's paths will be the same, because they're not supposed to be. That's what makes each of you individual and unique. Always remember that someone else's definition of success does not define you. Your life will be full of dealing with other people's opinions. Just focus on what your dreams are. Work your plan to get there, and then you decide what success looks like. Success is really a relative term. Everyone will define it differently depending on where they're at in their own life. And you will find that with time and personal choices, changes, and experiences, your definition will change as well. As you look around at your classmates, some of which you have spent the last 13 years with, you're beginning to understand that this transition will be made with a mix of emotions. As you rush toward your future with both a sense of excitement and trepidation, you will begin to understand that the beginning of something new and exciting comes at the end of something comfortable and familiar. These people are a part of your story, a part of your history in the form of a shared youth. And as you get older, you will find that a shared youth is a tie that brings people together in so many ways. So enjoy and celebrate this time together and the relationships that you've shared throughout the years. As I look at your supporters gathered here today, I see members of my own graduating class and many dear friends with children graduating today. In talking with some of them prior to this weekend celebration, the common theme was, it just went so fast. I have found this to be a true assessment of time by most people, so don't waste a moment. Soak it all in, enjoy your successes, try again when things don't work out, and don't ever let someone else's opinion deter you. Be joyful, be fearless, and above all, be kind. Cheer for each other and encourage one another, because you see, your successes does not take away from anyone else's, and theirs do not take away from yours. And then when you get to where you want to be in life, and if at all possible along the way, help other people. As we celebrate the accomplishments of this class today, I leave you with the words of Joshua 1:9 that I pray for each of you. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord will be with you wherever you go. Thank you.
Good morning, family and friends. For all my first-time visitors here in Caney, my name is Blake Vargas, and I'm humbled to be the superintendent of this amazing Bullpup family. Despite everything that this class has faced, they have remained resilient and chose to meet every hardship that they have faced head-on. Our individual students have a unique path that they are setting out on, and we are excited to see what the future holds for each and every one of them. Looking back at their time in Caney, as soon-to-be alumni, this class of 2021 will truly have one to remember. There are so many individuals that have made this day possible. Would all of our frontline medical workers please stand up so that we may recognize your contributions during this time? For many of you, you may have noticed a facelift as you came in the main hallway. This would not have been possible without the continued support of the community. The passing of a bond allowed for much-needed improvements in our district, and through savings, we've been able to invest right back here where it was needed. Our alumni wall recognizes not only their senior pitcher boards, but also donations that have helped us as well. The Wall of Champions recognizes accomplishments and activities in athletics. Our Wall of Fame honors past alumni and coaches who have had outstanding contributions. And our Wall of Honor will recognize those who have served in the military. We have a few of our seniors that have chosen to leave our community and directly to military service. Will you please rise? I would also ask at this time that any past and present service members that are members of our armed forces, please stand so that we may recognize you as well. This current senior class is accomplished in all areas, from academics to athletics to activity success. They've set the bar extremely high for future graduates. Class of 2021, I want to speak to you real quickly before I present you officially for graduation. As the world will often do, in the times when you least expect it, be prepared to get knocked down. It's inevitable, but the important thing is that you get back up. No matter what it is, never forget that you are not only have a network of family and friends, but you are soon to be joining a new group as Caney alumni. No one can take that away from you. The countless hours and dedication has led to this moment. So I urge you as you move forward to take the lessons you have learned that will serve you. Keep an open mind, always educate yourself, and never ever forget where you came from. It is my honor to present this class to the Board of Education. Each and every one of these individuals has met the criteria set forth by the State of Kansas, the Kansas State Department of Education, and the USD 436 Board of Ed. At this time, I officially present the graduating class of 2021 to the Board of Education, and to make this acceptance is the Board President, Mr. Mark Arthurton.
Thank you, Mr. Vargas. On behalf of the members of the Board of Education, and with the understanding that each student seated before us has met the criteria established by the State of Kansas and USD 436, it is with great pleasure that we accept this group of individuals as a graduating class of 2021. Congratulations to each of you.
It is now time for the students to accept their diplomas. If the first row would rise and move to the stage. You will receive your diploma from the board members of USD 436.
Wyatt Lane Allen. Davy Joe Lane Binfer. Brianne Diana Bertrand. Michael W.A. Bradley. Chandler Brake. Chet Allen Brake. Kaylin Marie Brewer. Riley Nicole Bright. Madeline May Bronenberg. Destiny Grace Burke. Tyler Robert Cowan. Kaylee S. Cow. Kylie N. Cow. Mary Elizabeth Cummins. Michaela M. Farmer. Caden Ross Folk. Jesse Nicole Gay. Taylor Lane Gilliland. Gunner Dean Gilman. Alexis Dawn Hallmark. Maggie Jane Henderson. Raven Elise Holman. Daniel Garrett Ingalls. Jaron Don Jones. Tucker Hayes Killian. Cherokee Rika Lee Kirk. Cyrus Paige Clink. Jared Don Stephen Kyler. Riddick Zane Martin. Aaron Thorne Miller. Jacob Davis Owens. Lillian Phillips. McKinley Paige Poole. Grady Michael Postrack. Jasper Rains. Alexander Xavier Rexwinkle. Evan Patrick Ritter. David Dwayne Roberts. Carly Elizabeth Ryan. Sky Elizabeth Skimica. Evie Jean Scholes. Jace Michael Scott. Maggie Lynn Simmons. Maylee Rose Simpson. Kale Lincoln Smith. Jake Riker Stanton. Brooke Elizabeth Thompson. Braden Wesley Vaughn. Madison Marie Verd. Rex Matthew Washburn. John Griffith Wheatley. Jaron Andrew Wicker.
Those were all the graduates. Caney Valley graduation here in Caney, Kansas on KREG. We'll wait for the closing announcements from James Littleford, the principal, and then the recessional as well.
Caney Valley High School graduates of 2021, let me tell you, congratulations. As I have heard from many of our students, none of this would be possible without their parents and guardians. At this time, if our parents and guardians would stand up and be recognized for their hard work for this graduating class. It is now with great honor, graduates, I ask you to please rise and face the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you the Caney Valley High School graduates of 2021. Congratulations.
That again was Caney Valley High School Principal James Littleford, who just did the closing here. They'll have the recessional, and all of the family and friends in attendance will stand as the graduates will leave the gymnasium floor. Again, that's a presentation of the Caney Valley graduation, Bullpup Senior 2021 here on KREG 104.9. Glad you spent part of your Saturday morning with us. Once again, I want to thank our fine sponsors for allowing us to broadcast the graduation this evening, or this morning, I guess I should say. And I want to thank Totok Communications, also Caney Family Dental, Bartnett IP, Myrtle's Market, and Totel CSI. I'm Evan Farbach. We'll have a recap of this graduation, pictures and audio clips from it available online with a news story later on this weekend at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Thanks to Caney Valley High School for letting us come, and thanks to Dave Waddell for pushing the buttons back in the studio. Again, thanks to Totaw Communications, Caney Family Dental, Myrtle's Market, Bartnett IP, and Totel CSI. It's a presentation of Caney Valley Bullpup graduation right here on KRIG 104.9.
Totaw Communications Incorporated and Totel CSI has a very affordable long-distance phone service for all of its customers, and they offer DSL in all areas. They provide lifeline
You're
services
welcome. Good job.
Customers
sounded pretty good.
Call 918-535-2208, where you'll always talk to a person, not an automated voice, and order service today. Their service-oriented field representatives will be glad to hook you up to state-of-the-art communications. Totaw Communications, home-owned and serviced by your local neighbors.
Caney Family Dental offers the caring, friendly service of Dr. Melissa Randall and Dr. Nancy Cowell. Dr. Randall and Dr. Cowell continue to accept new patients. For all your dental needs, including Invisalign, let the staff of Caney Family Dental provide you with their dental care. Emergency times are available daily. Most insurances are accepted. Caney Family Dental also offers care credit payment plans with 12 months and no interest. Make your appointment today. Located on Highway 75 in Caney, Kansas, Caney Family Dental.
Call Caney Family Dental for your next appointment at 620-879-2386.
Bartnett IP, an internet service provider, puts themselves in your shoes when it comes to relying on the internet. Their platform is to provide their customers with secure, reliable, high-speed internet at affordable prices. Keeping up with the latest technology, high-speed wireless internet services. At Bartnett IP, they give you added convenience and mobility with your computer network. Bartnett IP, where speed and reliability matter. 918-333-2200.
In 2021, we took a little trip. We drove to Myrtle's Market just to find a special gift. They have lots to look at, and we found the one we liked. So we took it to the counter, and they wrapped it up real nice.
Hey, guys, Myrtle here. What? Did you know we have over 60 booths and a little something for everyone? Bark, bark. That's right, Myrtle's Market in Caney, Kansas. And like us on Facebook. Congratulations, Braden Vaughn. We are so proud of you.
Is there ever a good time for your internet to stop working? I say not. With Totel CSI, you have dependable online access, unlimited data, free tech support 24/7, and now with standalone DSL. Standalone DSL requires no phone line for your internet, and at Totel CSI, we are glad to offer this to our customers. At Totel CSI, our customers receive the service they want and desire. Totel CSI, your best choice for internet service. Give us a call at 918-535-2208.